Matt Greenwood with the Home Poles and Spas End Zone Show, speaking to the Herculaneum Blackhats head coach Cody Hunter. Victorious here this evening, a game that was heard on KJFF, 26-20 the final score. Herculaneum leading by as much as 19 in the second half. And coach, Grandview certainly did make things interesting, but your defense held strong on the very last play, which is what this game came down to. So congratulations on the victory.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Your thoughts on that last drive for Grandview? What was your heart pounding out of your chest? Were your palms getting sweaty? I know it's a cool night tonight, so maybe that was a little impossible, but it really was a great ball game, and everyone, you know, on their feet towards the very end.
Yeah, it was a good high school football game. You know, it got a little closer than what I'd like, for sure. You know, we talked about a halftime coming out and playing four quarters. We talked about it before the game. You know, give it to Grandview. The kids played hard. They didn't quit, and you know, they made some plays there at the end. And being on defense there, of course, you know, a little nervous about how things go. Any play can go to the house, and, you know, a tip ball, something like that. I know Coach Jarvis had the right defense called, and we were prepared, but, you know, we knew what they were going to do. We made a few adjustments, and they still were able to do it. So it was a little too close for my comfort, for sure, but, you know, a win's a win, and we're proud of our kids and proud of how they played, and they're not quitters either. So I'm pretty proud of the W.
Right out of the gate, this guy to your right, my left, Austin Houston, our player of the game, got a 54-yard touchdown run, got you guys out on the board first. Is that an emphasis for you ever when you have conversations with these guys about scoring first and how important that is to winning the game?
Oh, of course. You know, we talked about before the game, you know, hey, come out and play the first 5 minutes. That's what we need to worry about. You know, come out, be fired up, execute your job, you know. And, of course, when you give, you know, 43 the ball, he's going to run hard for you. And he had the hole, and he broke a couple tackles and did what we asked him to do for us. And O-line created the lanes we needed. And, you know, we'll put it in 43's hands as many times as we need to the rock to get the win.
Nice play call in that second touchdown. Jordan Duncan faking the handoff, rolling out to the right. Please tell me that was designed.
Oh yeah, it's always designed, right? As long as it goes well.
We weren't sure up there if it was miscommunication or by design, but the way Jordan Duncan carried the ball and crossed that goal line, it looked like that was the right call, or that was the call on the field.
Yeah, of course, we're real happy to have Jordan back. You know, we sat him last week, didn't have to, but we did anyway, you know, trying to get him healthy. And, you know, he is the leader of our offense as far as at the quarterback position, for sure. You know, we'd like him to feel a little more comfortable in the pocket, for sure, but, you know, he commands our offense, and he does what we ask him to do. So we're happy to have him back, and, you know, when he recognizes something, he takes advantage of it, and that's what he does. So,
you know, we talk about Jordan Duncan, we talk about Austin Houston, but the guy that got the game-winning touchdown, the eventual game winner, was Drew Gibson.
Yeah. Gibby is, I would have to say, the heart and soul of our football team. You know, he doesn't look like it out there. He doesn't look like it in pads, but he's the leader of our team, and he's not even a loud guy. He does it. He just does it, you know, with his everyday practice mentality, his everyday play. You know, he's a 145-pound fullback, you know, and he's a 145-pound inside linebacker, and you can run him over 10 times, he's going to get up the 11th time. That's just the kid he is, and, you know, I was really happy to see him get that touchdown there, and he deserves it. You know, he's a great kid. We got a bunch of great kids, and that's what I love about Blackhat football right now, is we got great kids. We just got to get to playing at the high level that we need to be playing at so we can beat a bunch of teams.
Yeah, you are in the development stage, trying to get this team winning consistently, and now your margin of victory and your two wins this year is 10 points, 4 points over Cuba in week one, and now 6 here tonight. You like these close games for your guys?
I mean, you get something from a blowout, you get something from, you know, a close game. You know, you can take your lessons from every game, and I honestly don't like them close. You know, I would really prefer us, you know, either definitely just winning by, you know, I felt like we should have just kept on doing what we were doing in the first half and the second half there, and kind of put the game away. But, you know, we got a lot of learning to do as a program, as a staff, and, you know, at the end of the day, we got to win, and I couldn't be more proud of our kids.
Coach Hunter, thanks for the time.
Thank you. We appreciate your coverage.
Cody Hunter and the Herculaneum Black Hat celebrating a win tonight, ringing that bell this evening right after their 26-20 victory over Grandview.